With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Great sadness and shock in Pennsylvania. State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris.
I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today. Three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York. They are currently listed in critical but stable condition.
The gunman in that case was later shot and killed by officers. The investigation into the tragedy is underway. ABC has suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late night show indefinitely following comments he made about the murder of Charlie Kirk. Now, the network's decision came after Nexstar announced its ABC affiliates would preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely. Kimmel has consistently been very critical of President Trump and his policies and Republicans in general. A GOP senator revealing the president's FBI investigated, President Biden's FBI investigated Turning Point USA while investigating Donald Trump.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley revealed Tuesday that the FBI's election-related investigation into President Donald Trump swept in dozens of Republican entities, including the late Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. Speaking during a hearing focused on oversight of the FBI, Grassley said the investigation, which the Bureau called Arctic Frost, was partisan in nature and that its expansive scope was evident of that. Grassley unveiled a new set of documents during his opening statement Tuesday that showed numerous Republican-affiliated organizations and people were targeted with subpoenas during Arctic Frost. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Very hot weather, 100-degree readings continuing in parts of the West and Midwest. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans today are depressed.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 18% of adults say they are suffering from or being treated for depression. That's up 8 points from 10 years ago, the first time Gallup started asking the question. And who is most likely to be depressed? Young people. The poll reveals that 27% of those under the age of 30 are also struggling with depression. These trends match the country's move away from religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A professor of sports management with a law degree says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete against the women. Amanda Segrist of Coastal Carolina University says, I believe the progress in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX many years ago, right now, she says it's at risk. This is SRN News. Amazon investing more money, a lot more money, for many of its workers in America.
Amazon says that it is making a $1 billion investment to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its U.S. fulfillment and transportation workers. The average pay is increasing to more than $23 per hour. Full-time employees, on average, will see their pay increase $1,600 per year. Amazon also says that it is lowering the cost of its entry-level health care plan to $5 per week and $5 for co-pays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Well, the Washington Commanders' plan to return to the site of their former home at RFK Stadium has cleared a final hurdle with the local legislature. When the District of Columbia Council approved the measure, the bill passed by an 11-2 vote, now goes to the mayor. More details at srnnews.com.